mention it, that's alright.
Warradu.
Warradu?
Warradu thinks
that you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM on the answer.
Warradu. Warradu. It's all just inside jokes.
Warradu.
That should be one. That should be one.
This is a brief public service announcement on behalf of the WONY 90.9 FM on the Onyanta station. When any amount of snow strikes the city and the roads are unsafe to drive on because of how much it has been accumulated in our streets or even black ice is formed on the roads, that's when the snowplowers are working diligently from early in the a.m. throughout the day to provide the public with as clear of roads as possible during and in the aftermath of the snow. We would like to thank you for your help and for your service. As always, keep it locked.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Sunday, September 7th, from 3 to 4 p.m., come and join WONY for a general interest meeting. This will be happening in Fitzell Hall 303. Come learn all about radio. On Monday, September 8th, join Student Association for Chuck's Comedy Club featuring Cody Woods. This will be happening in the waterfront in Hunt Union from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, head on down to Tuesday Trivia in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Jewelry Making Club for a lip gloss keychain making event. All supplies will be included. This will be happening from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room in Hunt Union. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, September 11th, join the Alumni Association for a 9/11 memorial happening from 9 to 10 a.m. by the 9/11 Pillars in the Quad. On Friday, September 12th, join the Activities Council for a screening of Friday Fright Vampire. This will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 8 to 9 p.m. On Saturday, September 13th, join the Caribbean Student Association for a paint and powder party. This will be happening in Hunt Union on the third floor from 2 to 5 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Why, hello there. Hello. How are we feeling today? How are you doing? I got my friend Lawson in here with me today.
Hello.
Lawson is diligently working with the automation computer.
I sure am.
He's doing a great job. Oh, are you, what am I going?
Two.
Yeah, he's doing a great job, aren't you, Lawson?
I guess so. I'm not going to gas myself up.
Oh, wait, why is it not coming through?
Is that mic two?
It says mic two on it.
Oh, there you go. Speak now. Oh, I have a lot of people training. Okay, so this is a good day. So I have a lot of people training today. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to show them a thing or two about a thing or two here at WONY. Yeah, we're going to get into it. Hold on. All right, we're going to play some music. We're going to have some. Here you go.
behind the grass, too. You know that? Look at this. This is registered. Carl Spector has been... Except your heart. Fuck that. This is a hybrid. This is a cross. Bluegrass, Kentucky bluegrass, Butterbed Prevent, and Northern California Sesame. The amazing stuff about this is...
Snake, you don't want to be walking from the Bowery to 42nd Street at night. I've been driving a cab here for 30 years, and I'm telling you, you don't walk around here at night. Yes, sir. It'll kill you, strip you in 10 seconds flat. Nobody gets to meet the Duke. You meet him once and then you're dead.
When I found out little Billy here was growing up without a dad, I had to do something.
Hello. Okay. You guys can't say anything crazy now, okay? They can hear you, though. Say hello.
Hi, I'm Meg.
I am Juliet.
So these are the unfortunate trainees, the first victims of the semester for my horrific show here. Yeah. Obscurities. How do you guys feel about Woni? Can you say a few words? State your name and business. Maybe like major.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, how do you like it in Oneonta? You could be like, you don't have to hold back. You know what I mean? Say how you really feel about Oneonta.
Well, I'm Meg. I'm a music industry major. I'm a freshman, obviously. I really like the music program here. I feel like all the professors and like all the equipment, like I've never been exposed to this much equipment before. So it's like, it's really awesome. And I'm loving it a lot, you know, getting to collaborate with all these musicians and stuff. It's like really awesome. And seeing all the differences in the Woni shows and how people run them. It's really cool.
Good stuff.
I'm Juliet. I am also a music industry major and a freshman. And I really like how, like, the students and everything here that's in the major the most out of anything, just because I feel like everyone has, like, their own thing going on, their own personality, their own style, like, everything. Like, everyone's just very individual. Nice. And I think that that's really cool, and that's not something that you find everywhere. And everyone's able to, like, have a common interest being music, and I think that that's really special to have.
That's awesome. Did you guys get, like, made fun of in high school? Because I sure did.
Yeah, I mean, you're like, yeah.
Oh, I'm totally peeking. Hold up, sorry. Yeah, I totally, like, me and my boys, I have a band. I don't know why I'm bringing this up. I just think it's funny. Because we were just, like, I guess we were just really degenerate people. But we, like, totally got made fun of in high school. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but that's how it is.
I had a mohawk when I was 8. Of course.
That's lit. We were just talking about hardcore punk. My father is listening right now. He probably, he knows a thing or two about that.
So I've heard, yeah, I mean, producing that, that's crazy. Mad respect.
Fist Records 40th anniversary, 7-inch, coming soon. Unreleased Warzone on that.
Ooh.
Keep in tune. Figure that out. No, that's not for you. That's for the airwaves. I'm just letting them know. I gotta at least shout it out. I don't know how he's promoting it. But I want to play. What's like name a song that you think would be good? Oh, I know. Hold up. You said Descendants.
Yeah. Do you know a clean... I can't think of clean ones.
Is the one that I'm... Good Things?
Yeah, that's my... Oh, that's my favorite one.
That's not clean?
I don't know. I...
You should just sing it. I think that would be better than me playing the song. I'm just kidding. Don't sing it.
No, actually, don't. Like, yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. So, a little hardcore punk thing for y'all, and then I'm gonna get... I don't know why I, like, wanted to go really sad today, and then I realized that I kind of forgot that I agreed to train you guys. Oh, and I got, like, really sad, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna play, like, really depressing songs. And then, like, the first song I played was not depressing, and then, like, you guys were talking about hardcore punk, so I'm like, oh, I gotta play some not depressing stuff.
Definitely.
And go into a crazy... crazy mood switch. Hold up, but this is Good Things by Descendants.
I know a place up in the air. It's not very far.
Me now, Snake. I'm too tired.
But I know a place good and warm.
I want to meet this Duke.
You can't meet the Duke. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Make it Suntory time. Four relaxing times. Make it Suntory
time.
It's easy to do. The things you wanted. I bought them for you.
For relaxing.
Graceless lady. You know who I am.
Cato, 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 cato.
You know I
can't. I'll get him with the Swiss Army. Swiss trained me to kill, and I will do it. I will grab these guys
slide
by the neck, take the toothpicks, and stick it right in between their teeth.
Take me to jail.
Who are you, officer?
celebration is represented. We'll be right back. now time to let go of the past and fully return to the present. So on the count of three, you will be back in the present, remaining with your eyes closed in a relaxed meditative state.
She's coming home after hours, warm as showers for the mind. What a crime to defy your time and want to find sublime in somebody who makes you lose your mind. Taken by 3 to 5, just trying to survive. To you,
Hello. Hello, I think I have a caller in. Could you state your name and business?
Richard Pearson, friend of your father's. Punk rock, old punk rocker.
Okay, wait. This song is playing, I shouldn't play. Okay. All right, Rich, how you doing? It's great to hear you.
I'm good.
It's been a while. Yeah. I haven't heard from you in a long time, I feel like.
No, you know, I moved to Florida, you know, retired. That's what happens when you retire to Florida. Old punk rockers go to Florida.
That's actually beautiful, though. Like, is it good times in Florida?
Oh, yeah. Weather's amazing. You know, it's nice beautiful. And relaxed.
Sounds great. Sounds like you're having a great time.
But no bands come down there.
Yeah, nobody, not much comes down there.
No, like, big bands to Atlanta. Play there. I feel like there's a big underground scene in Florida, though, but no big bands play in Florida, I don't think.
No, St. Petersburg gets some good stuff. I mean, I saw the Descendants and the Circle Jerks a year and a half ago. Yeah, that was pretty good.
That sounds like a great time. My father,
even though
not...
I said the Descendants is punk pop.
Yeah, that's pop punk. That's not. I said the guy. I have people training right now. You guys could say hello.
Hi.
Can you hear them?
Hi. Yeah, I can hear them.
Yeah, I told them that you guys are going to make fun of them because they requested the Descendants.
They just requested Descendants. Okay.
My father would make fun of them, but he's not on the phone right now. So.
Yeah.
They're spared.
We were like, that's not hardcore.
They're not hardcore at all. No. You're so right. They're California. My dad would say it's wimpy stuff.
Wimpy pop music.
Wimpy pop music, as he refers to. And I saw The Help the other day, and what do you think he thought about that?
Oh, yeah.
Wimpy pop music. That's great. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
You know, we're just sitting here. I'll tell you a few stories, you know.
Tell me one. Got to be clean.
So,
you can say whatever
you know, I went to school with Uncle Peter and Aunt Andrea.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, you know, Peter was in my grade, so I knew both of them. We were in high school together.
That's actually
I didn't
sick.
Know your dad. So I was at a Black Flag show in Dover, New Jersey, and Ooh. Your dad dragged Peter to the show. And that's how I met him, at that Black Flag
so
show
funny.
In Dover.
That's
yeah,
so funny.
And then we became fast friends, and the next show he picked me up. Because I didn't drive yet. He picked me up and we went down to City Garden to see the Butthole Surfers.
The Butthole Surfers. My show loves the Butthole Surfers. These airways.
Yeah.
I'm notorious for my Butthole Surfers.
Yeah. And after that, we just started going to shows like crazy because, you know, your dad was working at the radio.
Yeah. Free shows.
And
you had
free
it in.
Shows and putting my name down.
Yeah. You had it in.
All the time. So we would go to all the shows back in the day. You know?
That's beautiful.
So we saw everybody. It was great.
And
CB's was still alive and going.
CB's. Yeah.
Yep. You got to figure that, like, up until about 1986 was the best time of hardcore. And in between that, they stopped letting you stage dive. And then they stopped letting you really slam dance at a lot of places. So everything kind of changed.
Yeah. And then you get into, like, the more, like, the heavier hardcore,
the,
you know what I mean, like the 90s
into the mosh pit
stuff.
With the heavy metal guys started coming around and crossover started happening.
That's what it is. Yeah. And
you
like
know, and then it changed.
Yeah, it never was the same, I don't think. But it's
and
like
I don't understand now where they stand on one side each and then they just run straight at each other.
Oh, it's so funny. It's so funny. I'm a big crowd killer. They call it crowd killing.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big crowd killer, Rich. I hope you
all
know.
Right.
Yeah. No, like
slam dancing.
My favorite thing is to go. Like, I just went to a show. It was like a pop show, but it was like kind of like electronic pop music. Like, people get excited for that type of stuff nowadays.
Uh huh.
And like, there was literally a mosh pit at the show, and these kids like open the pit up. You know what I mean? Like, they want to wait for the drop, and it's like an open pit, and I just go and I'm like picking up the change, and they're like I'm like flipping my arms or you know what I'm saying? Like, making an absolute fool of myself. At this like pop music show, like it was ridiculous, and everyone was like, "Whoa! I've never seen anyone do that before."
No, and there's no stage diving anymore. That used to be the best.
Yeah, there's no, not really. I mean, they allow it at some shows, but my friend was actually just working security for a rap show, and he was like ripping kids off the stage because it's like 50. You can have like 50 people on a stage. That's like not even a stage. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
I went to a show recently where they actually, the artists were stage diving. They're from like Tokyo though.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was like this pop punk kind of band and they had like three openers and one of them, they were just stage diving and I was surprised.
Like, yeah, that's crazy. It's dangerous. It's a dangerous world nowadays. Guy could have a lot of things on him, you know?
Yeah, a lot of spikes.
Any sharp objects, you know. you got a request, Rich? You and my father? You guys are like cackling over there in the corner.
Yeah,
I hear him in the corner of the phone call.
Play some New York hardcore. Like New York hardcore, you know?
Like real.
Quartz Alarm, Agnostic Front, Murphy's Law, or Cro-Mags.
Okay.
I'll give you a range of options.
See, the problem is I have to go clean.
Oh, okay. So you got to find something that's not, yeah.
All right. I think you guys will like this pick. This is something that I know my father enjoys. So here you go. Listen, I'll let you go.
We're gonna go back to listen to it. All right.
Good stuff.
Good talking to you.
All right. Yeah. Good Thanks, to talk to you guys. Too. I'll catch you later. Phone call from my father and his friend, and I actually didn't. I learned a lot in that phone call because I did not know that he knew my aunt and uncle in school. So crazy stuff. I was gonna play a song. I'm gonna play a few slower songs now. I was getting a little excited, but... Oh, wait, no, I have to listen... Okay, listen to the automation real quick.
I'm not free to break your heart, 'cause I love you. I love you.
Well, because it's... They're gonna play this.
Guys?
What?
I think we're lost.
No, don't say that.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
No, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
If you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God!
Please. No!
Okay, kids, the car's backed up and the campfire is out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. You can see it's still smoking.
Oh, close enough.